I mean, when he came back, he still wasn't really Trey because he was working through two major injuries. And yet in Trey's fashion, there's nobody that works harder. And he's gotten himself back now to where he is. He's playing really good football. And credit to him and the work that he's put in and our medical team as well. Just overall, he's just as good as there is in terms of his determination, his heart.
Sean McDermott on Trey White. Lots of news with the injuries, and Sal will join us at 5. Good to see you. They're using those boots. A precautionary boot.
Precautionary boot. There it is.
Dalton Kincaid, precautionary boot. That's a put that name down for next year. Precautionary boot. No Gabe Davis. Too bad. That's hate to see that. Shavers hurt too. Shavers stayed in yesterday after his injury, I think, unless something else happened to him. But we all know it. They're already pretty light at that position. Sneaky Joe tweeted about how, I guess today around the league is when practice squad contracts run out.
Right.
And there could be some interesting names mm-hmm. there. Sherfield was here before.
Right.
Who was it that Joe mentioned? I saw KJ Osborne, who I think.
Yep, that was a name I saw.
You know, Vikings. Maybe was it he, UB maybe for a minute, Osborne?
Yes.
And there's somebody else there that Joe, I'm going to find out now, but yeah. Even Nyheim Hines.
Yeah.
Is also.
I saw, yep, yep. So, yeah, I mean, if something's still up with Ty Johnson, like, I don't know. Yeah, they could have a very busy week in that way, depending on how severe this stuff is. Obviously, we know no Gabe Davis. Shavers, I guess, is a big one there because they've got, you know, what? I mean, Mecole Hardman for Gabe Davis. You know, that's, he's here. Davis obviously goes to IR, so there's a roster spot. Then you just do that. Interesting, though, McDermott did mention amongst the news here that the practice window for two players is going to open this week. One is Ed Oliver, which a lot of people have been sort of waiting for and hoping for that at some point in the playoffs that could happen. We'll see if that means he has a chance at least to play on Saturday against Denver. Curtis Samuel is the other one who's been on IR, and I hadn't heard much about him at all. Somebody on Twitter, I think, after the game last night was asking me about him. Like, I got to find out. Like, I would think today is a day that McDermott either A, will tell you what's going on with Curtis Samuel, if anything, or if someone's going to ask him because they clearly have a need, again, at receiver with the injuries they've had, especially if Shavers misses time. I mean, I don't know what they do with him, like, because he's special teams guy, too, and just – that feels like it would be, as much as he's not super productive in the passing game, I feel like he's a lot to replace at this time of the year for them with all that he's done for them. He almost blocked a punt yesterday, too. First punt of the game. I mean, he was right there. Credit to him. Great job to get that close and not hit the punter.
Yeah.
I mean, that
landed
was.
Landed to the side.
Holy cow. Because I saw, you could tell even just watching it live. Well, that was close, and I'm thinking, I'm waiting the whole time the ball's in the air, the camera pans to where Shakir's waiting for him, just like dreading the flag on the bottom of the screen just because I'm like, oh, man, anytime you almost get a block, it's not uncommon to see the flag for roughing, but he did a good job to stay away from the guy.
Robbie Chosen, the former Robbie Anderson, is the player right. Joe mentioned. I guess he was with Brady in Carolina. Lou is with us. Hi, Lou.
Hey, guys. I'm just curious if you were to put on your coaching hat on or offensive coordinator, how would you use Josh Allen? I mean, would you have him drop back and just stay in the pocket and just like that Dan Marino style, you know, just avoid him getting injured. I know Denver's going to go after him. I know they'll probably try to take a game because he's their whole offense, I would think.
Yeah, I think there was some of that in evidence yesterday. I don't know how dirty it got or how cheap it got, but I can't. Like, this is for the Super Bowl here. This is what it's all about. I can't. I don't even want to raise the subject with him. I got to trust Allen to a certain extent.
Stay safe.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that can be intuitive if his knee is bothering him or whatever else is. So, I'm not writing up a different prescription for him.
I do think, I don't want to say regardless of the injuries, because who knows how much stuff is bothering him that, you know, he's not, he's never going to let on. He's always going to say he's fine. And so, you know, we don't really know. But I think all year there's been little signs that the he's past peak effectiveness, I think, as a runner. And I don't, he's still a weapon, but I feel like there have been plays this year, even before the foot thing cropped up, but there were a couple yesterday where he sees that daylight right from the pocket and he's like, I'm through there and it's 12 yards. And he's just getting clipped. I just think there's just a little, it's age, it just happens. The injuries are only going to exacerbate that, I would expect. But so I don't think there's any reining them in, but I think we're starting to see like the other side of the mountain on Allen as a runner. I think we're almost there. Unless it's just circumstantial and like defenders just had better angles on him. I don't know, but I just feel like there were a few times this year, again, earlier in the year, where just getting clipped. He still had some great, incredible moments, but I just, you don't get to be the best at that forever. You know, he's going to be 30, and it happens.
He still is, though, giving them insane value.
Yes, he
inside
is.
The 5.
No question.
Or inside the 11, I guess, in terms of yesterday. Just that power and strength is still very much there. Noah is next. Hi, Noah.
Hey, guys. And Bulldog, I agree with you. I was looking at the highlights from first and second year from him recently, and he's definitely lost. A little bit of speed and a step, I would say. He still got it, but
yep.
Yeah, definitely a little less. Reason for my call. So I had three quick things I wanted to go over. I feel like we got pretty lucky playing on Sunday instead of Saturday. The weather on Saturday, that's what I looked up as soon as I saw the schedule.
Because it was hot.
Like 83 and sunny.
Okay.
So, yeah, hot. So. Mm-hmm. 63 and cloudy, you know, if they had to play in that extreme heat again, like they did against the Dolphins earlier in the year, like I was at that game and it was brutally hot.
Okay. Okay. What else quickly?
Yeah. So, sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but the Steelers actually haven't won 23 Monday night games in a row.
It wasn't a Monday night game that they won. The one that they lost to Washington. It wasn't an official Monday night football game. That's the difference.
Oh, okay.
It was a rescheduled something or other.
It was right? A rescheduled game from the COVID year.
Right.
Okay, that's a fair point. Last thing I was going to say, last time I called was when the schedule released, and I asked you about Joe Brady's lack of creativity, and I feel like we're literally in the exact same spot as we were last year. Like, first quarter, 3rd and 6, let's run Josh Allen up the middle with the box stuff. Like, why do we not have any bread and butter plays on 3rd and long? My question really is, like, regardless of what happens this season, do you think that he'll be gone after this year? Would you want him gone, like, win or lose? Like, personally, whether we win the Super Bowl or lose next week, I think it's, you know, his time. He's kind of done what he can. He showed us what he has in 2.5 seasons, and I think something new would be, you know, better overall for the team.
Okay, yep, not thinking about it really at all yet, but I'm not going to say that I'd be close to it if they made a change there. I don't think he's, you know, above that. So we'll see what happens in the remainder of their season. It should probably mean a lot to what ends up happening. Here's Brian next. Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. Bulldog, very astute, because I've been thinking that all year, a couple of times throughout the year, each game, it seems that age thing, even though it's very, very subtle, that split second of reaction time where Josh used to just hit that hole immediately, you could just see him, his brain is, I mean, it's not a second, it's not a half a second, it's a split second, and that's all it takes.
Yeah.
And I think that's as much about reaction time as it is also about
foot speed, right.
Self-protection and speed, but but anyway, I wanted to just comment a couple things. One, thank you, Udunsky, or whatever that OC's name is at Jacksonville, because holy cow, they were just moving the ball on the run, 8 yards, 6 yards, and then he'd go away from it over and over again. And I was thinking, if I was a freaking Jaguar fan, my TV would have been broken, because they gave us a huge break by, you know, he'd go, first and 10, run it, 10 yards, run it 6 yards, run it five, and then try to pass it on first down. Not get it, second and 10, now you can't run, third and 10, now you're out, three and out. And it was like, why are you doing this? But anyway, thank you, Grant, or whatever your name is. The other thing I wanted to just say on the coaching, one of the best coaching jobs of the season, more so on defense, and obviously that had a lot to do with what you talked about already with the, you know, a lot of the subtle movements and subtle changes that were made after the the coach could no longer talk to Trevor.
Yeah.
But I think I think Poyer being out made a big difference. And Hancock's very physical, great tackler. But yeah, he was a split second slow, so that made a difference.
All right, thanks, Brian. The Jaguars still, I hear your point on that they could have run more, but they still were pretty efficient. I mean, they did not get into those kind of third and 10 or whatever situations often enough. I mean, even if they did, they punted twice in this game. So really, it didn't kill them. I would say that you could say that. It's also easy to say because, you know, what you did didn't work well enough. But yeah, I was thinking about Bashel Tootin going into this game for Jacksonville, and he got some looks.
He did. He got off pretty well. But in the end, it's another game where them getting gashed on the ground didn't really burn them.
Bills, yeah.
You know, it's been really most of the year. Again, it's not optimal, and it is a way that you can get beat. It's just very rarely resulted, in my opinion, as like the reason that they didn't win a game.
We'll talk to Sal at 5, Football Monday. The Sabres host Florida tonight. Kind of big for January. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.